Hello everyone, my name is B and welcome back to This Week with B, where I don't update you weekly for nearly a year. I didn't realise that it's actually been since January 30th since the last time we posted an episode of this podcast. That has literally purely been a result of me just being ridiculously busy over the last year, I guess, or since we started the podcast. This year has been a wildly busy year for everybody, I feel like, not just me. You know, there's been so much going on, and the topic that we're going to discuss today especially is a big factor into that of talking about mental health and things like that, because it has been a pretty wild year. But we'll try and, rather than talk about just this week, we'll talk a little bit about the whole sort of last few months, I guess, at the same time as trying to get back on a roll of what we're doing. Basically, this podcast was always intended mainly to just be me and my friends just babbling about all sorts of random things. And I think I lost sight of it a little bit because I kept trying to push for this whole, like, tell us about your week thing. But really, we should just talk about whatever we want. So I will start off, however, by saying that I am joined by James and Iris. Hello. How are
Hi.
You guys doing?
Hello.
I'm
Hello.
Okay.
Good. Iris?
I am all right. Yeah.
She was trying to think of a good word to use there, can you tell? She was like, what word could I say that's like, I'm okay, don't ask me about it, but like, I'm not okay? You know? That's like the kind of word. I'm all right. It's like the
Stop
new
looking
I'm fine.
Through me. Stop looking through me.
Well, you are very transparent, it is true.
No, but it's allowed to look through me.
You are very transparent and two-faced, but no. That's for a different day. Anyways.
What are you talking about?
I think the last time that I did this, the last time we talked on the podcast, we were actually just, at least in my country, coming towards the end of the pandemic. Well, you know, not the end of it, because obviously it's still ongoing, but you know what I mean? Like the main scary parts, the lockdowns, the lots and lots of stuff that was going on. Obviously, it's a very different world that we live in now in comparison to, like, you know, 8 months ago. And I don't really know how much of the world is back to normal as such. My area of the world in comparison to both of your area in the world is probably going to be a little bit different because things have gone a lot more back to normal in the UK, I feel like, than they have in, say, like America and stuff. But I mean, how are your countries doing in terms of...
I mean, you know, our country, we did the whole mask mandate for a couple months and then it went straight back to normal.
You guys were like, yeah, screw it.
Yeah, my here country. Where I live, everybody was like, nope, we're not wearing a mask. You can't make me.
Yeah, because they're Americans.
America.
Yeah, oh, Lord,
freedom.
Freedom. Yes.
Yeah, it's basically why everybody whining, my freedom.
Oh, no, okay.
Your precious little freedom to
not my freedom. How dare you?
Your freedom to destroy other people's freedoms.
Yeah.
By endangering them.
How is your country?
I mean, my country has required masks since April 20. Sorry, I forgot the year. 2020. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when
the
all
year everything died.
Began. But so we have been requiring masks since then. Now there's changes for open area, like outdoors areas.
Right.
But indoors, you're still required to wear a mask unless there's a lot of open space. But basically, most cases, you're still going to wear masks indoors.
I see. I mean, yeah, so masks in the UK are not required anywhere unless the business specifically requests it. The like doctor surgeries and things still ask you to wear them, but because you don't have to, you don't really, you know, they can't really force you to. Obviously, a lot of people do choose to still wear them. Some people don't. It's very different to in America, where a lot of people are really pushing for this wearing of masks still. In the UK, there's not many people that are wearing masks still, but we are really focusing at the moment on doing like a managed return to normality as best as we can, I guess. But the world is still a bit of a strange place. Like, I still feel very nervous, still feel quite uncomfortable. I don't trust the world fully yet, if that makes sense. Like, I don't want to go to certain places or go outside too much or be in certain areas because I'm still quite nervous about the world, basically, is what I'm saying. So I don't know how about you guys feel in terms of going back out into the world, but I am very careful, basically.
Very anxious, in my case.
Because I've had COVID twice. I don't want it again.
Yeah, I have pre-existing conditions, so I need to be careful about what kind of illnesses I decide to have, you know.
It's true. If you get COVID, already being a pre-existing moron is not very good. Yeah. It's true. James, how do you feel about going out into the world?
I'll let Iris finish her.
I don't have whatever she was saying. Anything to add, to be honest.
She's just angry.
You just wanted to interrupt my time.
How dare you, Iris? How dare you?
Truly. Like, really careful and respectful. Like, a few months ago.
Who was like, careful really, and respectful?
Really polite and things like that. And now you're like, eh.
Me? I was really polite to you. Are you sure?
Yeah. Yes.
Interesting how things change, huh? James?
Whenever I do go out, I don't worry about a mask or anything anymore. I don't even know where my mask is at the moment.
It's worth noting James leaves the house maybe once a month. So you probably don't need to worry about it quite as much. Then again, you two both leave the house about once a month, don't you?
Yeah, well, I was leaving the house a lot throughout May in particular, you know, the time leading up to my surgery.
Yeah. At this current time period, I'm leaving the house probably every day, at least once. Mainly since passing my driving test. Prior to that, not so much, but during the main lockdowns, I didn't have a driving license yet, so I didn't really need to go anywhere because there's nowhere I could go.
I don't really count as leaving your
speaking
house
of passing your test, congrats your on your Tesla. Take that, B-haters.
Thanks, James. Iris, what did you say?
Does it really count as leaving your house and you're still hiding in your car most of the time?
Well, I get out of my car and go places. I go get my nails done, I go to coffee shops, I go shopping now instead of ordering online. There's lots of things that I do.
Look at you all fancy.
Just because you don't get to see it doesn't mean I don't do it.
Being able to afford all those things.
What do you mean being able to afford all those things?
Meanwhile here, middle class people can barely afford them.
Okay, honey, we're not going through the whole how dare you have money thing. I worked really hard to be where I am.
No,
it's not like I was just given it.
No, I'm just I was talking about you specifically. I'm talking about Britain versus, you know, any Latin American country.
Well, I'm arguing with you that those countries are not doing well, but that doesn't make it my fault.
I mean, from what I've seen, Britain's not going to be doing very well soon.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, we just elected our new prime minister. She's a moron. Good times.
Europe's energy prices are through the roof.
Yeah, they rise by 80% in October, so that's good. They're already through the roof as it is, and they are going to rise up further 80% in October. So.
And you're about to consume more power because winter is coming.
Exactly. So all of the most vulnerable people will either become homeless or die. It's going to be a great time.
How dare you say that phrase, though?
What
James,
phrase?
About to trigger all of the Game of Thrones fans.
I don't care
winter
about Game
is
of Thrones.
Coming.
We cannot even talk about it because it's very much not PG.
Winter is coming. It's not PG. Just because Game of Thrones.
No. The series. We're talking.
Well, I've never seen it, so we can talk about it until we're blue in the face. I don't have a clue what anything's about.
It's very much not a PG series. So
well, I know that much.
People listening, please don't attack her for not watching it.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't care.
All of my kid audience have already seen it.
Yeah, I don't care about other people's opinion of what I should or shouldn't watch.
Good for you. I'm happy for you on that revelation. So, talking about the last few months, how are you guys doing in general? Like, how's life treating you, James?
Meh.
Eh. Mood. Iris? Yeah, mood. I will do it. I'll go for
a
mix.
At this point, I don't know whether to cry or laugh, to be honest.
Do both. I'm going to go for a mix between both your answers, a mix of the laughing and the meh, because I don't really know how else to describe it. We were talking a little bit about this before the podcast. Yeah, exactly. We were talking about this a little bit before the podcast. I have just recently released a vlog on my vlog channel, which kind of goes over a little bit about how I've been feeling. I think in terms of mental health, I think most people who are coming out of the pandemic have probably been affected in some way with their mental health, and especially people who were already suffering with mental health issues prior to the pandemic as well. I think The world we live in right now is very complicated in many ways, more so than it used to be, because it was already a complex place. But now we have, like James mentioned, the ridiculous energy bills. We have like limited access to services as a result of the pandemic. We have a ton of other negative stuff going on. There's literal wars, you know, lots and lots and lots of negative things happening that are impacting the world. And I think people are feeling really bogged down by it all, to be honest. I think that it's one of those things where nobody really knows how they're feeling.
The world stinks right now.
It really does. It really does stink. The whole world stinks. And I wanted to take a little bit of time mainly to talk about like mental health related stuff, taking breaks, important things that you can do to make yourselves feel better and things like that, because we are living in a world where these things right now are really important. Like taking breaks, relaxing, trying to do things like that are really important in a way that they probably have been always important, but probably more so now, if that makes sense, than they ever have been. Because I think the world is such a difficult place to live right now, that the only possible way that you can truly get through it is if you make sure that you look after your mental health, you know? So, it really is. It's very much impossible. I obviously, for me personally, I have mentioned already that I was feeling, especially in my YouTube vlog, if you want to watch it on my vlog channel, the vlog channel is called Beatrice, you can find it. I talked a lot about feeling like I don't have many goals or aspirations, especially following the pandemic, because we couldn't really set any, you know? We didn't know how long it was going to go on. We didn't know how long we were going to be in isolation for. We didn't know how long we weren't going to be allowed to travel for and things like that. So none of us really knew if making any plans or goals or aspirations was worth it, because we didn't know how long it was going to be before we could go back to normality, I guess. And, well, full normality is still yet to be seen, of course, but it's a weird one, isn't it? Because I don't know about you guys, but I just stopped making plans. I stopped dreaming about future things. I stopped having aspirations and stuff because I was just like, well, the world's gone to complete crap. What's the point in having any kind of ideas of what I want to do? Because I don't know when I'm going to be able to do them. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And then the world's already very, very limited by lots of other things that affect us, like you mentioned, like money and incomes and various other limitations that are in place for people. So I think I'm focusing more at the moment on making my own goals as to taking more time off and stuff like that. But I wanted to ask you guys to share some of your thoughts as well on some of the best practices that you can do when you're just feeling really down, and some of the things that you think might help, even if you don't necessarily do them yourself. James, what would you say is a good thing to do? Especially people are listening to this right now and they're feeling really down. What would you say you do personally when you're feeling down? Because obviously everyone's different, so we all have different thoughts of how this could work and stuff. So share with us what you do when you're down.
I have a few different things that I do. Like I'll sit there, play video games, I'll read, I'll listen to music.
What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite? Or is it just based on how you feel at the time?
Basically how I feel at the time. Like if I'm too down to get on my computer, I'll just sit there and read all day and listen to music.
Do you know, people say that that's such a good one as well, reading. People always say that reading a book, like transporting yourself into another world, essentially, in silence, on your own, unbothered by anybody else, is apparently one of the best ones to do. And I can't do it because I can't just sit and read. I get too bored. I get too distracted. It makes me want to go and do something else or go and work or something instead. I just cannot keep focused on reading, and ultimately I end up giving up. So I think it's definitely an example of something where it works very well for some people, but it doesn't work for others, you know? I can't sit and read. I get so bored so quickly. What are you reading at the moment?
At the moment, nothing, because I just finished rereading the series, but I was rereading the Bloodline series.
Is that?
It's a spinoff of Vampire Academy.
I see. Okay. Well, I definitely haven't read any of these things, because the last time I read a book was probably Wild Like Me by Louise Pentland, and I only read like half of it before I stopped because I just can't stay focused. Iris, do you read?
I don't, but it's not because I have problems with focus. It's because of a different reason. It's because I don't enjoy feeling like I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, I can feel that as well.
I'm a very slow reader.
Okay, I am a slow reader too, but that's because of being distracted. My biggest problem, as I'm assuming it's probably quite obvious to most people that know me, is that I don't like feeling like I'm not working. I don't like to feel like I'm not doing anything. And if I'm not doing anything, then I'd rather work instead. I have a tendency to just work a lot more than I probably should, just because my brain sort of convinces me that that's the way to go, you know? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I have a tendency to overwork quite a lot, as I'm sure many people are fully aware. And it's not great. It's not very good. But
yeah, don't take advice from Beatrice when it comes to this stuff.
Basically. No, don't take advice from me. I'm terrible. It's true. I am really bad. I tend to overwork a lot. I tend to push myself too much. And it isn't good. There are limits. You have to have limits. Yeah. And I'm certainly getting there now, right? Lately, that's what I've been trying to do. I've been really trying to focus on giving myself more reasonable limits, giving myself time off, doing more things that are separate to my job, like going out places. Silly things like just going to get my nails done are really nice because you have to sit there for like an hour while they do them and you just can't do anything. You can't do anything with your hands. So you can't check your phone. You can't check social media. You can't be like thinking about anything. And you just sit there and either chat to the person who's doing them or you sit in silence and it just forces you to take like a whole hour of your life to just be quiet, you know, and not be able to do anything. And I think that that is really nice. At the moment, I've written down for some of my short-term things that I want to be able to achieve is like going for a walk at least once a day for like 30 minutes, just to disconnect from the world. Not taking my phone with me is the biggest thing that I'm trying to do when I go for like walks, just so I can connect with nature. No music, no social media, no checking anything, just literally enjoying myself in peace, in nature. Because sometimes I think when you're feeling down, it makes you feel a little bit like you're the only person or the only being in the whole world, you know, like surrounded by this vast empty world and you're the only person in the center of it just being, I guess, destroyed almost. When you go out in nature and you hear all the other animals and see all the birds and, you know, see the different things that are out there, I think it helps to remind you that you're not the only person out there or the only thing out there, and helps ground you a little bit, if that makes sense. So I tend to like to do that because it just makes me feel like a little bit less, I don't know, distant from myself, a little bit less disconnected from who I am. And driving helps with that same sort of thing, because again, can't check your phone, can't think about anything other than just driving. You got to drive and focus on what you're doing, otherwise you're putting yourself in danger. So it forces me to not use my brain for anything else. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So out of curiosity, whether this is advice that you follow or not, what advice would you give to people that are feeling down at the moment? Wow, that's really good.
James, say something. Because
all
I'm
these people are definitely going to be feeling a lot better now. Thanks, guys.
And,
no problem.
I mean, I feel like distractions are good, but not for too long.
I mean, because you've got to get the work done too. You've got to get stuff done too. Because if you're not progressing, yeah, then you're going to feel bad.
That if you get distracted for too long, you get harder to return to reality.
Yeah, that's true. I think that having time off is important and having time away is important and taking breaks is important, but it's much more important to take smaller, more regular breaks than it is to take like big ones, because it's much harder to get back into that focus after you've taken a big break, you know? I personally feel like one of the best things that people can do when they're feeling down is take some time away to ground yourself, but then also take some time to plan some of the things you want to achieve and how you're going to achieve them. Because I don't know about anybody else, but when I achieve things, when I complete things or when I do stuff, I feel really good about myself. It makes me feel so much better knowing I've completed something, knowing I have got through some of my to-do list. Because there are days, and I'll admit it's quite common at the moment, where I'll come home from wherever I am, or I'll get up, I'll come sit at my computer and I'll think, right, record my YouTube videos, right? I'll sit here, get ready to record, and then I'll look at my to-do list and I'll think, I don't want to do it right now, I'd rather do it later. But then I try and push myself. Like sometimes I see a video that's on my schedule and I'm like, I could actually record this tomorrow. I don't need to record it today, so I'll just leave it. I'm trying to not do stuff like that. I'm trying to push myself to remember. Exactly. I'm trying to push myself to remember that if I do it now, then afterwards I get to relax for as long as I want. It will no longer be impending. It will no longer be something I need to find time to do later because it's done. Now I can just enjoy having a totally blank mind and, you know, melting in my chair whilst thinking I don't have anything to do. And that's one of my biggest problems. If I go to bed with tasks unfinished or things like that, I will not sleep. I will just think about those tasks endlessly until my body eventually naturally falls asleep when it can no longer keep itself awake anymore, which is once I've reached like peak exhaustion, you know? And so it's definitely one of those things that I need to do more often is making sure not to procrastinate. And I've been trying really hard not to do it. There are times where I'm like, oh, I'll just do this tomorrow instead. Then I'm like, no, why am I doing that to myself? I know I'm going to spend all night and all day thinking about this thing that I didn't do yesterday now. And now it's going to be on my list of stuff that I have to do tomorrow. So tomorrow's going to be even worse. You know, it builds and builds and builds. And so I'm trying to avoid doing stuff like that. So when we say like take a break, or when people tell you to take a break, definitely take a break, but don't be so in your distraction that you forget to do any of your work as well. Because if you don't progress with your work and the things that you have to complete in your daily tasks, you will feel bad. It will make you feel bad after the distraction or during the distraction or during the break, because you'll know that this impending things you've still got to finish. Does that make sense? And yep. I get really, really stressed by them. Do you guys procrastinate a lot?
All the time.
Yeah.
I am not as bad of a procrastinator as I am just very slow. I do get things done. It just takes me a long time and I get really flustered when there's lots and lots of things happening at once. And my life at the moment tends to be a lot of multiple things happening at once. Hence the reason why people try and talk to me when I'm trying to do them. I'm just like, guys, I have to remove one of these things from my brain. And unfortunately, it's going to be your voices because I need to finish what I'm doing. So I just sort of can't focus on multiple things at once when I'm trying to get things done. Otherwise, it will take me three times as long. What would you guys say is your biggest downfall with your mental health? Things, something that you know full well you're causing and could stop causing, but you just can't bother to put the effort in order to stop it happening.
I honestly, I'm not even sure.
Iris?
I mean, I think you need to elaborate a bit more on the question because
what limitations do you put on yourself that you know you're placing on yourself?
Like
that you shouldn't be.
Voluntarily?
Well, you know you're placing them on yourself and you know you need to stop doing it, but you don't have the energy to stop doing it.
Limitations.
For example, one of my limitations, and this is a well-known one that Iris tells me off about all the time, is that I never believe that I am good enough for anybody else. So whenever anybody else shows any level of interest in me, whether that's friendships, relationships, whatever it might be, I immediately think that there's no way they could possibly like me. And I am angry and mean to myself until I mean, basically sabotage the opportunities.
You're literally describing me right now. So it's like, I don't even have to answer the question because you're already answering it for me.
For some people, it's like they stay in bed all day and shouldn't, and they know they shouldn't, and then when they've got tasks to do, or they just get up too late or stay up too late, you know, there's all sorts of different things. My limitation is definitely just lack of belief in myself. In reality, it's just a huge, huge insecurity where I just don't believe in myself. I don't believe I'm capable enough, and then I literally end up falling short because I've told myself I will, you know.
Yep.
And it seems to be one of those things that happens to me a lot.
It doesn't feel to me like you ever fall short of people's expectations.
Personally. Well, I'd like to hope not, but there are plenty of times when I look at my like completed work or things that I've done and I think, ugh, that could have been so much better, but I wasn't focused enough or I wasn't believing in myself enough and things like that. So I'll take less risks, you know, because I'm not believing in myself and ultimately destroying a bunch of my opportunities as a result of that, if that makes sense.
Hmm.
I just have a tendency to affect my own opportunities because I'm too scared to take them properly, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think that's something we all commonly do, though. But it doesn't help when the people that are in charge of our world and our countries are constantly putting in barriers in place that also add to the mental barriers you already add for yourself.
Oh, yeah, and definitely not.
I mean, the world is on fire. I know I don't really understand exactly what's happening politically in your country, but I know you've been very outspoken about the fact that it's a disaster.
Yeah, it is a disaster. The problem is that right now we don't know where we are going. We don't know what will happen. Like, we're back at... Basically, we're back... Wait, I forgot the expression.
God. Square one?
Yeah, we're back to square one.
Right. So if you don't mind me asking, what is it? You voted for something, right? What did you actually vote on?
We had a referendum on a constitution proposal that stemmed from all the mess that we had in late 2019.
Yeah, you had like riots and stuff, didn't you?
Yeah, there was a lot of social unrest beginning on October 18 or 19, I don't remember.
What was that? What was that caused over?
A lot of issues mostly revolving around the cost of living in this country.
Right, okay. So
I know.
That's going to be us soon then.
Yes. Yeah, I'm basically expecting Britain to suffer.
My mum said that, by the way. Yeah, she was like, we're going to end up with riots in this country, my mum said. There's only been riots once in my life, and I remember them, and I have a feeling that it's going to happen again.
Yeah, that's what I fear may happen in your country. But basically, I'm expecting a repeat of what happened here in 2019, but in your style, which is probably more, I don't know.
Less aggressive?
You're saying it will be less aggressive?
No, I'm saying, is that what you're saying?
I'm not sure because I still don't quite get British people. I feel like they're very outspoken when you properly get their attention with something that concerns
them. Well, the London riots in, I think it was 2016 or around there, were not very, we're not the opposite of aggressive, let's just say. They were very aggressive and very, let's smash up everything and set fire to things. So
yeah, that's what happened here in 2019. Like, the entire city was on fire in one night. Well, two nights. But yes, over one evening.
So following that, you've had a referendum. And yeah, you said like it wasn't good, well, right?
There was a referendum in 2020. Yeah. The pandemic had already started. Of whether to start a new constitution proposal and how. Because basically there were two possible mechanisms for this. One involved Congress, which people did not want. And the other one involved independent people basically grouping up people, actual normal citizens, and working on the new constitution themselves instead of going through Congress.
It almost sounds like you're arguing of whether to do it the American political way or the British political way, with a Congress or without.
We chose to do the new constitution without Congress, and the result is that we spent a lot of public funds on something that we just rejected because it wasn't up to standards.
So what is this referendum you've just had then?
The problem is that I'm going to start talking about my opinion here. Sorry?
Well, it's a bit biased, yes, but what actually was the most recent referendum vote for?
Yesterday, on Sunday, the 4th of September, 2022, we voted on whether to accept or reject the constitution proposal that was finished this year.
And did you get the results already?
Yes.
And you rejected it?
We're not slow like Americans, sorry, James. We had the results by 8 p.m. on Sunday. So
yeah, we're quite quick with our results too. So,
yeah, but y'all have really, really small countries.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I cannot argue with that. We
hire
have
more people.
Hang on. How many people do we have in Chile? Population of Chile? 19.12 million people.
That's not very many people.
Yeah.
Even we have much more than that. We have... Well, it's estimated that we currently have a population of like 70 million-ish because the last time we had it checked, it was like 68 million or something in the last census. We've just done another census, so we'll get the actual data back sometime in the next
Peru
6 months.
Has more people than us.
Okay.
Like anyway, double that.
I think we're getting off topic a bit there. So you rejected the new referendum.
Yeah, we rejected the new constitution proposal because... if you see foreign media, you're going to see, like, people praising it as a progressive constitution and stuff, but they didn't properly... I mean, people don't properly see what it actually means in context Because, yes, the current constitution was written by a dictatorship. And obviously, that's not a very good sign. You think about it. Because basically, you could say that the constitution itself is stained with the blood of the victims of the dictatorship. But the problem is that if you want to write a new constitution, because think about it, the constitution of a country is the foundation for the entire system of law and the system of government. So you cannot...
We don't have one, but okay, yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I don't know, you're weird. But you cannot just go and pull a new constitution out of nowhere without properly studying how the country currently works and how you want it to work. Sure, there were a lot of new ideas in this constitution that were probably not too realistic for a country in our situation to implement.
Okay, so what happens next?
That's the problem. What happens next?
Yeah.
That's something that's yet to be decided, but there's two camps here. One is that Congress may take over and try to do new reforms to the current constitution or make a new one based on the current constitution. Okay. The alternative is that nobody does anything and the status quo continues.
Which probably will lead to more riots.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So, it's going well over in Chile. What about you, James? How's America treating you?
I mean, it's the same as it has been. At least we don't have the Cheeto.
Well, yeah, so you don't have the Cheeto, but not much has changed, has it?
Not really.
Not much.
If anything, it seems like it's also gone back in time, taking women's rights away from them.
The Supreme Court ruling.
Yeah, so America's a mess. And then in the UK, we currently have the highest inflation we've ever had. We have the highest energy bills in our history. Our government is doing virtually nothing to support us. Our Prime Minister literally just quit. And we got a new one who is probably much worse than he was. So the country is in shambles, essentially, at the moment, and nobody really knows what to do about it. So it's just pure madness. The world we live in at the moment is literally pure madness, and I don't understand how it's being allowed to just fly, you know? It's just completely a mess. But there's nothing any of us can do about it because we're just normal people and we have to just do what they say. And it sucks because the people who are in power in my country especially clearly do not have any regard for poorer people or the working class people or just the general population in general. Other than like the super rich people, they just don't care, you know? And it's really sad. And I think that things are going to get really heated in this country very soon if they don't do something about it, personally. So I'm a little bit nervous. I hope so too, but I'm just honestly not going to hold my breath because so far, everything they have done has been garbage. And then they have bothered with other things.
I'm just in disbelief at the fact that you live in Britain, which is obviously an European country. For us, that's a big deal. Like, for us in Latin America, we're like, how could an European country possibly have so many issues and the government does nothing to address them?
Well, I guess in the same way that America has so many issues and the government does nothing to address them.
America doesn't do anything to address them because, in their opinion, helping people means communism, and that's bad.
Yeah, freedom only, right?
Yeah, freedom to die.
To be honest, right now, we're just living through this like massive period of just pure madness. And I don't think anybody really knows what is going on or what to do. We're all just sort of waiting for the government to do something. The government isn't doing anything. So I think people are going to probably start taking things into their own hands eventually. And I wouldn't be surprised if we start to have riots and stuff. We've already got petitions all up and down the country about like environmental issues, the money issues. It's all a complete mess.
Wasn't there a petition going around for people to stop paying the bills?
Yeah, it's called Don't Pill UK. Yeah, there's a bunch of people signing up saying that they're just going to refuse to pay their bills.
Actually going to happen?
Apparently on October 1st, around 1 million people have pledged to do it, if they actually do, just refuse to just pay the direct debits, basically just cancel the payments and refuse to pay them. And the point is that, like people said, there's no way they can chase up 1 million people who haven't paid their bills, to it will force them, hopefully, to make them more reasonably priced. But the reality is, will that happen? I guess we'll have to wait and see on Oktoberfest and what follows the rest of October. Because what we are experiencing right now is complete madness. I actually have multiple friends who are currently moving to Ireland so that they can leave. And I'm not surprised, because obviously we can live in Ireland if you're British. You're allowed to live there too. A lot of people are leaving because they're just completely sick of it and our government and the country. And Scotland wants to become independent desperately. And Wales is very not happy. And just every country in the UK right now is just like, what the heck are you doing? It's just complete madness. Everything is just madness. The country is in shambles. And I see that this new prime minister is making tons of promises, as they always do. Will she follow up on any of them? Well, I guess we'll wait and see. We don't have to wait too long, because she promised to deal with the climate emergency within a week of getting in power. While she's in power now, you've got 1 week, love. Let's see how you do. I don't think it's going to go well.
The fact that you can have a prime minister decided upon by somebody else instead of the population.
Man. Yeah, because technically they're already voted in. The Conservative government is already voted in, so they're still allowed to remain until it's to the end of 2024 is when they get taken out. So,
this to me, basically, you elect a party and not a person.
Exactly. So the party was elected because they have the seats. So then when the leader steps down, we replace them. Now, bearing in mind, in the time that the Conservatives have been in, how many leaders have stepped down? First, we had David Cameron step down. Then we had Theresa May step down. Now we've had what's his name? Boris Johnson step down. I forgot his name for a sec. And now we have Liz Truss. Is she going to do anything useful? I guess we will find out. But so far, they've not had a great track record. So I guess we will see. I'm not going to hold my breath because I'm not feeling pretty confident in it. But I am desperate for the world to just have some positivity, to be completely honest. The world is just so full of negativity right now.
Completely out of curiosity, what does it take to force a general election?
Okay. Technically speaking, I think the Queen can dissolve the government if she feels they're doing their job.
But she's not going to do that ever.
No, she would never do that unless it was unbelievably severe. I think the only way would be if the actual government themselves decided to. Like, Theresa May decided to have an extra general election because she wanted to prove the country was behind her. And then they won, so I guess, you know.
Yeah, but didn't they have to pull a trick in order to make the government actually viable?
I think they had to coalition with the DUP, which is a very rightist, anti-gay, anti-LGBTQ+ party. They had to make a formal coalition with them in order to continue because they didn't get enough seats, yeah. So they made up the remaining seats. But the problem was mainly at the moment that most of us just want them gone now. With this climate crisis especially, it's madness. We didn't have the climate crisis during the last general elections. People didn't have that to worry about. They were only worried about LGBTQ issues and the environment. So they're not going to vote for the people that were good for those. They voted for the people who would get us out of the European Union instead, because they wanted to leave. So we've ended up with this giant crappy government for ages now. I think they've been in power for 7 years or something, and it's just a nightmare. They're just completely useless beyond understanding, to be honest. And we just sort of have to ride through it. We've got to deal with it. Got to get over it until they're gone. And I can't wait until they are. I can tell you that now. But yeah, the country's on fire, as is yours. And James is probably not far behind. So I think,
to be fair, we're not facing the worst of it yet, because we're still, there's a lot of prices that are still frozen because of what happened at the end of 2019. But we've got to pay up that debt at some point. And that's when things are going to hurt for everybody.
Thing is, right, it's really hard right now to not let this world bring you down, you know, with so much that's going on that's negative. It's really hard to not get brought down by it, but I really want people to utilize this as a push to register to vote in their local elections, the midterm elections, your general elections, whatever it might be. You have got to use your votes, because if you don't use them and you just use the excuse of, I didn't understand, so I didn't vote, or I don't want to vote, or whatever, then you're just allowing these things to happen. You can't complain about them after if you do nothing to help them. If you don't vote in the first place, you can't complain when the outcome is one you don't like, because you could have helped to shape the outcome. you know? And it's hard though when you do want to vote and you are voting to not let everything get in your head and convince you that the whole world is terrible. Do you know what I mean?
No, I do not quite understand that.
What I'm saying is, if you choose not to vote in the elections, yes, you can't then complain about the outcome because you chose not to try and help.
Now, you should tell that to my parents.
Well, I will. What we need to do...
They're old people, and they still work like that somehow.
What we need to do is have people stand up, people vote, people do their research and find out who they want to vote for and make sure they use those votes. But also, at the same time, you've got a battle to try and make sure that the stuff doesn't get into your head so badly that it brings you down to, like, breaking point. Because sometimes... That's the biggest issue, is that it gets so stressful, it brings you down.
I actually have an issue with everything happening in my country all the time bringing me down, so I have to be very careful. Especially in late 2019, I was really overexposed to all of this because it was happening around me. Like, we had riots not too far from where I live, and we were in danger because of that.
So that makes things more real for you.
So I couldn't not be informed of what was happening, but then it all kind of started dying down because of the pandemic lockdown. So
yeah,
it was like calmer for a while, but now I don't know. I don't know where we are going right now.
It certainly gets really, really stressful very, very fast. And so you do have to safeguard your mental health to a certain extent as well at the same time. And I really do want to put a focus on here of people focusing on their mental health and supporting themselves, because it is important. It's very important. But the world is a difficult place to be in right now. It's a difficult place to live, but I cannot recommend enough that you guys do what you need to do to research properly. I know how it feels to feel down. I mean, lately especially, I have felt very, very lost. But I think one of the best things that you can do is write yourself out some personal goals. Some short-term and long-term goals, things that you want to achieve that you can check off as you go through. Remember not to just always have really hard ones, have some like shorter ones that aren't as hard, because when they're all like hard ones and you don't achieve them, it makes you feel down really quickly. So make sure you have like a mix of positive ones too, actually easy and short.
You mean like specific stuff instead of just broader long-term stuff?
Yeah, like for example, I have some long-term ones that where I was like, I want to visit X amount of countries by like 5 years time or whatever. But make sure you have some short-term ones as well. Like I've put down that I want to vlog once a week, or that I want to visit another city, or just like various different little small things that are much more obtainable in the short term and makes it easier for you to get where you need to be. Because if you always have long-term ones, it's going to be really hard to reach them. And when you don't reach them, you're going to feel bad. You know?
Yeah, can be demotivating.
Exactly. So you need to have some small motivators that you can keep checking off. It definitely helps to have those little goals. I mean, for example, one of my little girls, I got my notepad here, one of my little girls, turn off notifications while working. Easy one to achieve, but you have no idea how much that can help you. You know, not being distracted while you're working, getting things done, not being pulled away to social media. I put spend 30 minutes per day journaling. So writing down what's going on in my life, how I'm feeling, you know, things like that. Just writing down everything that's been going on and keeping a note of it, keeping track of it. It's good to keep track of what's going on in your life and write notes. And so I wrote that down. Or, for example, I wrote take more breaks or spend 30 minutes in nature walking with no phone. So, you know, just little basic things like that that you can check off easily, but that just help you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. I took it yesterday.
Yes.
Have you ever considered keeping a diary?
I have considered keeping a diary. My problem with keeping a diary is remembering to update it and also what to write in it. Because do you really think it helps? I don't know. I'm curious. Do you think it helps to keep a diary?
No, I'm curious. It's not something I have ever done, but it's something that, you know, sometimes
I've considered doing it. My worry is more that I just don't know. I don't know if it's worth it. What I've been considering doing is rather than trying to write like a page a day or something, writing just one short paragraph with a date on it just to tell me what I was doing at that time. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also because it will allow you to get your thoughts down on paper, essentially. That's what I've considered doing, basically.
I see.
And that's what I mean. Well, that's what I mean when I say that I've written down that I want to spend half an hour journaling a day, just writing down my thoughts, my feelings, my mood, how I was doing that day, you know, things like that.
This doesn't interest me in particular because I know I have issues with not being able to organize my brain very much. But the stuff I think, the stuff I feel, it's a complete mess in there.
Oh, I certainly understand that. I think journaling probably would help with something like that, but it does take a lot of energy because you've got to make sure you remember to fill it out, remember to write in it every day, things like that. It's quite stressful. But I do think that you guys should all give it a go if you have the opportunity to. It doesn't have to be on paper, by the way. You can do it on the computer if you want to, but I do think writing on paper is... It just has this effect that's much more positive because you're away from technology, you know?
And because you're doing actual work to put your thoughts into paper.
Exactly. James, do you journal or anything?
No.
Do you write anything?
Not really, no.
So you just kind of like to read to disappear then. So some people like to read, some people like to write. So I don't like to read, but I don't mind writing. I always wanted to write a book, but I always get bored or distracted halfway through and think it's not good enough. And I was like, maybe I should write a book of short stories. That's what I should do. Since I can never get through a long one, I should release a book of short stories. Note to self, ask a publisher if they'd like to work with me on a book of short stories.
You should try all the things. I mean, I'm just saying, creation is a beautiful thing that humans can do.
My thing is, I really would love to publish a book, like of short stories, of poems, whatever it might be. I'd love to write a book, but I'm like, will anybody even read it?
Of course they would.
I don't know, because I think I'd end up having to self-publish, I think, because I think it'd be too hard to find a publisher that would want to work with me.
I mean,
I
don't even know how that works, to be honest. But I'm just saying, there is a lot, you have a lot of, oh my god, you have a big audience, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I don't know. It's something to certainly consider. But yeah, I'm going to start journaling every day. If you're listening to this podcast right now and you follow us on Twitter, let me know. Would you be interested if I wrote a book? Is that something you would like? Would you read it? If I wrote like some short stories into a book? I'd be interested to know. Now, I am going to try and make more of an effort to have the podcast have an episode like every couple of weeks. I realize that we've not been super great at this, so I'm going to try my best. We just watched we've been watching some movies. We watched Bad Moms last night. We're going to watch Bad Moms 2 tonight, and we're going to watch some other like movies. I thought, it's not a PG movie, but I can still talk about the fact that I've watched it, Iris. I am an adult. After we've watched a few different movies, we could talk a little bit about movies that we like, maybe. I never actually necessarily said that this podcast is PG, because I don't think any children are going to listen to this. Mostly going to be older people that listen to this. I'm just not swearing in it. But we can still talk about movies that we like. So I thought that could be a fun episode the next time. And we'll also update you guys on how things are going. Maybe by then I'll have journaled every day until that point. Who knows? Mm-hmm. We'll just wait and see. For the time being, though, do you guys want to tell them what your, I don't know, pick a social media to promote and go for it? Twitter, whatever you like.
I stream on Twitch at twitch.tv/irelicious, which Beatrice likes to remind me doesn't actually rhyme with delicious. But it's written similar. Like, smash Iris and Delicious together, and you got it.
Yeah. James?
Go follow my Twitter, twitter.com/gloriouscoma.
Nice and easy. And obviously, mine is twitter.com/bplaysrblx. Thank you guys so much. Wow, yeah, because we thought that would be easier. It's like a hub for everything else. Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast today. If you enjoyed this, let us know. Let us know you want more. If you want more, it helps when we know these things so that we can work on them. In the meantime, I hope we weren't too awkward on our first time coming back. We've not recorded a podcast in a while, so it probably felt a little bit weird. But for the most part, I think that went well. We will see you very, very soon. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.